The aviators from Company C, 1st Battalion, 52nd Aviation Unit, based out of Fort Wainwright, are using large twin-rotor Chinook helicopters to get some high-altitude training in the Alaska Range, while at the same time giving the National Park Service a lift for supplies needed throughout the climbing season. Mountain Ranger Joe Rikers says the cooperation between the Army and the Park Service has been going on for as long as he's been involved with Denali climbing.
It's a mutual benefit. They get their altitude training. They need their pilots need some altitude qualifications that they're able to get here each year. And it helps us. It's a cost saver for us in terms of getting equipment to base camp and then to 14.
Using a net, about 6,000 pounds was carried in a sling load by one Chinook up to the 7,000-foot-high Kahiltna base camp, where climbers will arrive by air taxi throughout the season. From there, the majority of the Park Service supplies will be shuttled higher up the mountain to the camp at 14,000 feet, where the Park Service maintains a constant presence throughout the climbing season. Every year, they bring a total of nearly 14,000 pounds, with enough food, fuel, and supplies for 10 people for about 8 weeks. Chief Warrant Officer 3, Malcolm Jennings, says the training the Chinook crews get during their Alaska Range exercises can put them in new conditions that they don't normally fly or train in.
We used to come down here every year, and the last couple years have been a little disrupted because we had a deployment to Afghanistan in 11 going into 12. But it's a great opportunity for us as pilots and soldiers to work with the state, get out of Fort Wainwright a little bit, and work with the Park Service down here and see part of Alaska we otherwise probably wouldn't see. And then also it's a really good training opportunity for us technically to operate at these altitudes and this kind of mountain weather that it's unique and challenging and also applies to operations in Afghanistan. So it's good training for us.
The high elevations of the Alaska Range present a variety of unique conditions for the aviators to hone their skills, including gear such as oxygen for use at altitude, and for pilots like Jennings to push their Chinooks to the edge of their capability.
You know, it's not unusual for us to get up in the foothills of the Alaska Range, but very seldom do we operate above 14 or even above 10 where we have to use oxygen. So, you know, just familiarization with gear that we don't ordinarily use. You got to change the way you set up your gear a little bit. And down here we operate a little bit closer to our power margin, meaning to say we don't have a lot of extra power to recover from sloppy technique or turbulence or any unforeseen event. So down here, it's a little more challenging than up where we normally fly.
A planned trip higher up to the 14,000-foot camp with the Chinooks was scrapped due to poor weather, so the Park Service's contracted Eurostar helicopter will shuttle loads from the Kahiltna base camp higher up the mountain. For KTNA, I'm Lorian Nettleton.